Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches and Bracelets and everything that they do. Eyewear.
It's a long name for a company, but I like it. I like the products they make, all of which are outlined in the title there.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Have I been mispronouncing it all these years?
What happened then? I nearly said, with me, as always, is my podcast, Nick Mason, as well.
That's right. Like,
that whole thing, I don't know what happened. My brain was fighting it.
Evidently, yeah. It's not even that late in the day.
It's really not.
It's half past eight.
It's half past eight. 8:39, according to your clock.
But that's late for Mr. James.
It certainly is. Thank you for finally getting it right.
Is this a Luke Skywalker situation?
It could very well be.
Are you James's clone? James. Because you've come out wrong. Let me tell you.
Not right.
The Emperor should go back, get another sample.
Yeah, see what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Luke Skywalker was cloned from Luke's seven hand,
that's
right.
But do you reckon
so you were cloned from one of James's poops.
That's right. What? Okay, but with the hand, did he grow out of the hand?
That's a good question. Mm. I've always assumed that, but I guess the hand is just somewhere.
I don't know the technology of
the hand became a thing in the Addams family.
So it just hung around for generations.
And traveled through space. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
I'm really excited for that.
This
connection is
a winning riff.
Oh my God. We've landed on one already.
That's
how are we
right,
going to beat
exactly.
that? You know where we might beat it though, Mason?
Oh, yes.
That live show we're doing with Sans Pants coming up.
I don't think I will.
It's a versus us's versus them's.
I'm not good live, but I'll give my best
Mason,
shot.
Mason, you're going to love it.
Okay.
Look, already 50% of the tickets have been sold. I know.
They've been shot. Wow.
It's not working for me today, but it's you know
but that's
it's
I mean
up.
that's pretty intense.
That's right.
I mean, if you better buy some tickets because more are going to get shot.
It's it's on the 20th of February still, correct?
That's correct. Yes,
and it's at the bar, which is called
Howler.
Yeah, these
in Brunswick.
Things we both know.
Yes,
but I just like to include you in the show that you're also.
It's a nice
in.
Venue.
It is. Mm. And look, tickets are $30. Every single cent of this goes towards the bushfire appeal in Australia.
Oh, very nice.
Everything is on fire at the moment, and that's cool.
It's not cool.
Thank you for putting me in my place.
Okay, right.
I meant it, and you went, no, and that's good.
And you've seen the error of your ways.
Yeah, that's right.
I've turned James away from evil.
That's right.
I'm glad.
Well, I am made of poop. What do you expect, apparently?
I don't know what I was thinking.
So the other thing is I was on a podcast this week.
I regret saying that you're cloned from James's poop. I wish I'd said a different thing, but it's too late to back out.
That's
now.
What it is.
We can retcon it later, I feel.
I think we can.
Once enough time has passed.
I've got to think
of a funnier thing that you've been
claimed.
It'll
be a revelation.
Yeah.
I was on a podcast this week with Charlie Clawson and Osher Gunsberg. They have a parenting podcast called Dad Pod. Mm-hmm. It's very fun. It's very funny. I call in. I talk about my hatred for other dads. Mm-hmm. I talk about milestones for kids. I talk about how the time a maternal health nurse told us that our 3-month-year-old son was gifted and we should get him tested. So all of these things are discussed.
Why did she think or he think that
something to do with
gifted?
How he was responding to things and whatever. But as I talk about in the show, I was a teacher. Well, the other version of me was.
Right.
The one that wasn't made of poop. And that's like the worst thing you could say to a parent.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because
right.
it's often not true. Also,
and it sets their sights too high.
Yeah,
it sets
exactly.
Expectations for a kid too high.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, my son is the exception and he is gifted. So it was good to know early on.
I mean, he's producing the show right now.
That's right.
He's on the ones and twos over there. Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate it.
He's got the sound effects
he
going.
He certainly does. Yep. Speaking of ones and twos though, Mason.
You're made out of poo.
That's right. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But Vin Diesel has taken to Total Film and he said, listen, Total Film, for the fans, Fast 10 are going to be, it's going to be part one and part two as a conclusion. It will be nice for this world to continue for generations to come also. So he's going to end game it. But really, that's just 10 and 11, isn't it?
We're
splitting hairs here.
And also, here's the thing, Vin Diesel. Here's the thing, buddy. Mm. Here's the thing.
We know you're a big nerd, Vin Diesel. You're listening to this.
That's true. Nerd. But I mean, that sort of, that tips his hand that a 10 is going to end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, I think what is interesting is that
perhaps literally. It's entirely possible.
Certainly literally. That's true. Yeah. Oh my God, my Supra's hanging off the side of this cliff.
Mm. Do I have enough NOS to escape? Yes.
Yes, I do. There's extra. I've got this extra NOS.
That's right.
You saw it earlier. It was on the table.
Yeah.
And my wife gave it to me as a gift. She's like, maybe one day you'll need this extra NOS. And it was in a big red ribbon.
Terrific.
You'll always be in my heart with this NOS.
Yes.
But I was going to say, like, the most interesting thing when I saw Infinity War was the general audience crowd who's not, like, glued to superhero movie news forever, who learned in the moment that Infinity War was not the big finale and Thanos is going to be defeated and we had to wait another year for another. Like, people were genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, don't come out here and be like, 10 and 11 are going to be, they're going to be parts 1 and 2.
Well, he didn't say 10 and 11. He said 10 will be in two
10
parts.
10 parts 1 and 2, it's just true.
Like a Harry Potter, like maybe some of the Twilights.
He's absolutely thinking like a Harry Potter, Vin Diesel.
God, he's just like a Harry Potter, isn't he?
He's kind
a
of
big nerd.
Yes.
Anyway, this is the same as him saying we're doing
two more
11. Like doesn't.
That's true.
But,
yeah.
But also, it's a cliffhanger. That's clearly what they're going for.
Do you think 10 will end?
He's looking at Endgame.
I feel like maybe 10 will end with the villains blasting them into space on like a big catapult.
Oh my God.
We think they're going to die, but then 11.
They've got enough NOS.
They've got enough NOS, and it's Fast and Furious in space. Finally, the one we want. But that means we've only got two more movies for them to end up in space.
Is it what we want though?
No.
Because they're jetting around in space is not very
But nothing's off limits for the Fast and Furious franchise.
What if they went to the moon? But they did a moon chase. Like they did in Brad's Astros.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Yeah.
Mm. Would people be like ridiculous?
But they're still in like Nissan 370Zs exactly, or whatever.
They've just got the windows up. There's no suit.
There's a moment where they're like, there's that, you know, there's always like the getting ready to drive montage where it's like gear shift, wheel spin, foot on the accelerator, and then it's just them taking a big deep breath and winding the window up manually. And there's still sound in space.
Absolutely, inevitably. There is, yeah.
Anyway, I'm fired up for that.
Yeah, I guess.
But 9 isn't even out yet.
No, 9's not even out yet.
Speaking of which, we didn't mention it last week, but Christopher McQuarrie last week, he put up a photo on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
And it said the hashtag was MI7MI8.
Oh.
And there was a picture of Kittredge from the first Mission Impossible movie. Did you see that?
The original boss or whatever?
Yeah, the original guy, the main guy.
Yeah.
The guy who's on the tape.
So he wasn't the one who, he didn't die like everybody else
no,
in that
he
movie?
Didn't die, no.
I
if you recall.
Remember.
No, okay, yeah. Because initially Tom Cruise thought that he was the one like stiffing him. But it turned out it was John
a woman.
Voight. It was John.
And typical of.
Yeah.
But it
also
was John Voight.
It was John Voight, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff.
But anyway, Kittredge is back apparently.
Okay.
That's fun. Don't know what that means.
It's just fun.
It's not as exciting as a bunch of cars being fired out into space.
I
but
agree.
It's still something, and it's that combo you were mentioning
Alex
earlier.
Alec Baldwin is dead, maybe?
Yeah, he got shot.
He's like, it's good to be back in the field.
Yep, that's right. I've stepped in a puddle. I'm done for.
Are you thinking of Bruce Willis in Unbreakable?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Can't step in a puddle. Can't even drink a glass of water. He's so dehydrated. That's why he's so grumpy. So according to Variety.
Pudding sustenance.
That's right. According to Variety, Sam Raimi is in talks to take over Doctor Strange 2 Multiverse of Madness.
Yes, from Scott Derrickson.
Yes.
They're apparently friends, which makes sense.
And Scott Derrickson was like, great choice.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a great choice too. Now, people have said he hasn't directed a movie since Oz the James Franco and Powerful or whatever. People don't really like that movie. I've seen it. I think it's fine. I think there's actually some good stuff in that movie.
I remember being fine also.
Yeah. And he's been working on Ash versus the Evil Dead. Like, he's done some directing in that and showrunning and producing on that. So he has still been making stuff.
Yeah.
But he is...
He did Drag Me to Hell. That was good.
Yeah, but that was 2009 or
something? That was a million years ago.
A million years ago.
Yeah.
thought there was too much CGI in that for the kind of a Sam Raimi kind of thing. But I enjoyed it on the whole. Mm. Yeah. And had that goat. Every now and then people send me that clip of that goat that goes, goes bananas. Yeah. Came out wrong. That one too. Well, he hasn't signed. It's not definite yet. But studio involvement really hurt Spider-Man 3 and kind of what he wanted to make.
Right.
And I just wonder how much freedom they're going to get him, give to him for this. Because I think, why would he do it if he's just going to do by the numbers?
And given that they just fired a guy who merely suggested that he might go outside the normal bounds of a normal MCU standard issue movie.
Yeah.
He's like, this one might be a little bit more horror themed. And they're like, cool, clear out your desk.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
We love you. You're fired.
You're so fired.
Yeah.
I mean, we mutually have decided over creative differences that you're fired.
Yeah. And we won't be paying you.
That's right.
No, they paid him, I think. Because otherwise, I think he wouldn't have been like, I endorse this.
Right.
I'm sure he got money for the work that he did on it. So, yeah, I think why, because you'd rather have be able to Taika Waititi it than say Thor. I know the go-to was like Thor the Dark World.
Sure,
like
right,
that kind of thing. Mm. The other thing is, if they're doing multiverse stuff,
yes,
could we expect a Sam Raimi Spider-Man situation?
Good question.
Thanks.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Are you the first person to ask that question?
Definitely not.
Yeah, then.
But I thought of it independently of whoever thought of it first. That's for sure. Did you think of it first?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, well done. You are on the ball, but you're not.
I'm not at all, no.
What do you think about that?
That sounds pretty fun.
I mean, they'd have to go through Sony or whatever. Unless they hint at it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what is he allowed to use, I guess, of his old stuff?
Yeah. None, I'd imagine, without like licensing.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And again, because he's doing a Doctor Strange film, he's not doing a...
Mm.
There's nothing, I assume, in the contract that lets him use any Spider-Man stuff. So.
Yeah.
You know, can he bring in J.K. Simmons somehow?
Yeah. I mean, he's in it anyway, isn't he? Like, he's around.
Yeah.
But again, that's he's in the Sony one. You still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, so I just think that could be interesting to catch a glimpse of that universe or maybe make it slightly
Because
bigger.
As we all know, in Spider-Man, I think two, it was definitely two, because it's Dr. Octopus.
Yes.
They're looking for a name for Dr. Octopus.
Yes.
Dr. Otto Octavius, the man with the eight limbs.
Yep.
And... for some reason, before they settle on Dr. Octopus, they go with Doctor Strange. But it's taken.
It's already taken, that's right. So there you go. So maybe there is a Doctor Strange in that universe, and he's played by Patrick Dempsey.
Because he would,
wouldn't he?
Oh, my God, yes.
Wouldn't he just?
Yes. Yes, now that's McDreamy.
You know it is.
Or McSteamy.
One of those.
That show's still going, apparently.
But I think none of those guys are on it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Leaving the door wide open for a McDreamy cameo in this movie.
So there you go. Anyway, I think this is exciting if true. I think it's also entirely possible that he doesn't do it for reasons mentioned. But I think that's as good a get as you're going to get from a movie like this.
How much – okay, let's say hypothetically they can put in a Raimi versus Spider-Man cameo.
Yeah.
How much would satisfy you?
I'd like ideally, I'd want like – a 10-minute sequence.
Okay.
And I know that's a lot.
Yes.
But why not? Like if you're going to do it – that's where you
that's
do
true,
it.
That's true, yeah. I mean,
you give it to him and you put it in this movie.
You have Doc. I mean, that would be even like, five minutes also would be good.
I'll take five. I nearly said 5 to 10.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I guess if Doctor Strange is like, if it's 2 hours of Doctor Strange tumbling through alternate realities, I mean, we don't know what it is yet, but imagine he's like, in each reality, he's got to team up with people and find his way out of the reality, and all he's got is the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. Yeah, and a gun.
and a can full of NOS.
That's right. When Wong gave this to me, I said he was crazy. But I said, that's not what I want for my birthday, Wong. And he's like, no, you'll need this.
Yeah. Can I have a mystical amulet of some description?
Nah, you'll need this.
You've got enough mystical amulets.
Yeah, that's right. You need
Steven.
NOS. That's right.
So there you go. I think it would be interesting if he met different Doctor Strangers as well.
Patrick Dempsey.
And they just were like, who's taller? Who's better looking? How's the hair situation?
Right, yeah.
What's going on there?
Still, your hands are all smushed up.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's
terrific.
Great. Maybe he meets one who doesn't have his hands smushed
up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He just made all the right choices. He's the one all the other Doctor Strangers hate. Because he's still the Sorcerer Supreme. Just nothing bad's happened to him.
And he's the tallest.
Yeah, and the best hair. He's got no gray at the temple.
Oh, my God.
And they're all behind, they all convene in like a multiversal temple of some sort, and they're like, I bet he colors his hair, and I bet he dyes it.
I can't prove it, but
I think he does.
I love it.
And they're like, I have Agamotto, tell us. And the eye's like, I'll never tell.
He's my favorite too.
I like him.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting. It's never even occurred to me. But you put a character like Doctor Strange in that universe, which is a kind of more comic booky, more caricature-y version. Like, it's got less detail. It's more kind of more technicolor kind of thing. And I think you'd be like, what is this world?
Yeah.
What?
I don't like it.
How do you live in this? Yeah. What's going on?
Who can I kill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. I think that's great news. Also, Rachel McAdams is apparently not going to be back because she's a love interest in these movies, and they really are. So
They're rarely back. It's true, yeah.
Every now and then they'll get back a Gwyneth. But like Liv Tyler, not back.
That's true.
Jane Foster was gone for the longest time. She could pop back.
She Billy Joel'd it.
That's right.
It's a good song.
I agree. It is a good song.
I won't say a bad word against it.
It's all him, isn't it?
I know, right?
God, it's a good song.
It's a good song. Good song.
I'm glad no one's ever done a terrible cover. I bet they have, actually.
I bet like 5 Seconds of Summer have done it or something.
I bet it's good, too.
I bet it's good.
Yeah, it's a good song. So it's easy enough song, to make a good one.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for Spiral?
I should say, I don't know really who 5 Seconds of Summer are.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not a boy band.
I bet they are.
Okay. Anyway, I did see the trailer for Spiral.
At it while you're talking.
Okay, I saw the trailer for Spiral. I didn't really understand it.
Yeah,
it's just a Saw sequel.
Yeah, it's
or a reboot.
I had to look it up.
Okay,
it's also 5 Seconds of Summer is abbreviated to
Five Sauce. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, and they've got many members, and they're from Dublin, maybe. And nice. Some of them aren't from Dublin.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, these are just events that they're playing.
Okay. I don't know
they're Australian.
There you go. Good on them.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. Mm. Oh, my God. They just, you know, they just look like, what's the boy band? What's the boy band?
NSYNC.
No, the newer one that people like. Niall's in it.
Oh, One Direction.
Yeah, they're just that.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Cool.
Could you indulge me and type in Five Sauce, their name that we know, the longest time?
Of course I can.
And when I say indulge me, I mean waste the listener's time.
No.
Ah, you sons of bitches.
Sorry.
Anyway, Spiral. Chris Rock's in this.
Yes.
And he's producing
this. He's all behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, is this a reboot? What is this?
Uh-huh.
It's just the 9th film.
Okay.
But I think they've obviously separated it enough from the other films. So I'm like, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're ready for this? And so I think it's probably a good idea because they were kind of declining in money at
least. Okay.
And presumably quality.
I saw the most recent one. It was all right.
But what was happening?
I don't know because I only saw.
Because you're like, I've seen the first Saw,
and then I saw Saw reboot, like the last one. So yeah. I don't know what happened in the meantime.
Yeah, me neither. Mm. So, but I know some cops are now the Saw man or whatever.
Yeah, and look, I know Becca's assistant went mad.
Yes,
and became a Saw killer.
That's right.
I know that much.
Good show, maybe.
Grumpy Doctor.
God,
you know what I mean?
He was a good man, but he just.
Just had enough of people, you know?
Just had to get past that grisly
exterior.
Exactly,
that's right. What's he going to do, not help, you know, the sick and downtrodden?
I watched a lot of Becca.
Me too.
I've seen way more Becca than I've seen of Cheers.
And who knew that the assistant was keeping all those bodies in the basement, you know?
Becca knew.
Becca knew. He kept quiet about it. Yeah.
Because he's a good man.
He's a good man.
So, I don't know. I'm honestly excited to look at some Saw stuff for Covid Garbage. Probably the first
Didn't
one.
Did we play a game?
We did.
Oh,
we did
just like in Saw.
Just like in Saw. I liked that game.
Me too.
Memory. It did some okay stuff from what we saw. So, Saw.
Oh, God. So, why is it? So, I guess the question is.
Because the Tobin Bally's definitively dead. They maybe even peeled his face off. It's in one of the posters.
Okay.
I'm not the guy. I'm not the Saw guy.
That doesn't mean he's not dead.
No, he had very. Bad cancer.
But he had very bad cancer. Yeah, for like most of those movies. 20 years he had that.
I'm pretty sure. Look, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back or he had a twin brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. When it's interesting whenever a horror franchise sort of tips over into, you know what, you thought he was a regular serial killer but magic.
Yes.
So, or it's a clone.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe it's Tubin Bell.
Tubin Bell?
Tubin Bell.
I don't think you want to...
Magic it up?
Magic it up.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't think it's that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
But he also was in Jigsaw, which was the last Saw
That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
Great.
So the spiral on the Jigsaw puppet, he's got spirals on his face, right?
Seems that way.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the connection.
Yep.
Do you think the puppet's come alive?
No.
I didn't think so either.
This is like a human
that was a test.
Boy in it. Oh.
Yeah.
Did I pass this test I'm not really fussed about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is the best day of my life. This rumor is from the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point that out because this site also said that George Lucas is back for Cassian Andor to produce and do some stuff, but apparently that's not true at all.
Okay, sure, right.
So anyway.
Grain of salt, here we go.
Grain of salt. But, you know, you never know. Mm. Sometimes strike rates are whatever.
Also, maybe George Lucas has gotten really bored.
Yeah.
You know?
But apparently he hasn't, and he's not back.
All right.
So
he worked in Hollywood for a really long time.
My God, has he ever. So apparently they're looking for an actor for Kraven the Hunter.
Okay.
Russian in origin with superhuman strength, speed, stamina, agility, and reflexes. Presumably the actor needs all of those things.
That's right. Needs to bring own vest made out of a lion.
That's right.
That shoots lasers out of its eyes.
It seems like the casting call for this is a solo movie, and it's about a maniacal big game hunter seeks to defeat Spider-Man to prove that he's the greatest hunter in the world. Again, solo movie. But I don't know whether that's... Is that like an interesting solo movie for like just focusing on Kraven and then there's
training up
4 minutes of Spider-Man? Or
sure,
whatever?
Right. He's training up to fight Spider-Man,
yeah.
Who is not in this movie.
Who's not in this movie.
I mean, maybe he is though.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing. They've
but
got
it's
him,
a solo so movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Again, two rumors this week. One of which is potentially not true. But I think they're definitely looking for Kraven. With this rumor or not.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we're going to see him sooner rather than later. Because there's been talk about him for years.
Yes.
Fans want him and whatever.
What about Ron Swanson? What's his name? Nick Offerman.
That's a good choice. We talked about
that. He can do a powerful mustache.
Mm.
And he's a man on a funny TV show.
He's on a funny TV show. It's perfect.
He must get ripped.
Yeah.
That's the rule now.
What
if you're on a TV show for more than a couple of seasons,
you've got to get ripped.
You're going to get ripped. And people are like, this is cool, but also pretty weird.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we talked about this before, but I think Justin Theroux would be a good choice. Because he's so cool and ripped also.
Mm. And I said Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
Theroux.
Cool and ripped also.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool and gangly. He's in a different dimension.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about it.
Spider-Man. just wondering. If I might hunt you for sport?
He'd get all the answers out of him
that's
as well.
That's true, he would, yeah.
You don't even see that guy coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So... The twist.
I'm here. What are we
doing? I was going to say, well, the twist in the Morbius trailer obviously was, and it's spoilers for the Morbius trailer if you don't want to spoil, that doesn't matter. Anyway, at the end, you know, there's a little bit of a sting that it's set in the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it would be, but it's, you know, there's a definitive link to Spider-Man.
Yes.
Homecoming.
Yes.
So is this another one? Are they going to, it'd be kind of cool if they were like, this is a standalone movie about a crazy hunter man.
Yeah.
And then you sneak Spider-Man into it.
Yes.
But they couldn't. Or they could, or they wouldn't.
I feel like
they would.
I feel like they would and they can and they probably
will. Yeah, because they have to, because otherwise people might be like, this looks boring and I'm not going to see it.
Well, apparently...
Well, I'm not interested in this. But if you go, look, he's also hunting Spider-Man for most of the movie.
Yeah.
If it's a bunch of action sequences where he's trying to kill Spider-Man, that would be an incredible surprise.
Yes.
But if you make that, if you build it in as a surprise and you don't tell people, nobody's going to see it. So you have to spoil it.
Not first weekend, at least, anyway, yeah. But you need that kind of momentum from the first opening weekend.
Mm.
Often, not always. Yeah, also, did you see they're filming Venom 2 at the moment?
Oh.
And there's like a poster.
Lobsters beware.
Lobsters beware. That was like, where is Spider-Man? Or Spider-Man's gone missing.
Uh-huh.
Presumably he's on the run because everyone knows he's Spider-Man. So I guess they haven't reversed it, at least in Venom 2.
Right.
Uh-huh. Doctor Strange reverses it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He just brings in Tobey Maguire and goes, this is actually Spider-Man, and they shoot him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man's like, finally.
Oh, my
sweet
God.
Sweet relief.
Good
pew,
Lord.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
I'm the saddest superhero. You've all seen me. You see me cry through my mask.
I'll give you a minute to reload and keep shooting.
We've got some release dates here.
Yes.
You interested in the Falcon and Winter Soldier release dates?
No.
August.
Just kidding, I am.
Oh, good. August, WandaVision. Mm-hmm. December.
Okay.
Mandalorian Season 2. Mm-hmm. October. So there we go. 3 Disney Plus stuff happening at least this year.
They are absolutely banking on people not cancelling their Disney Plus subscriptions.
I don't think
for 6 months.
Well, if you cancelled it.
Yeah.
I'm on my family thing. We've all got
name.
Uh-huh. But I'd come back for this anyway.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, you know. Yeah. I think once these start, they're not really going to stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once the first one kicks off.
And also, I say that. But I haven't cancelled Disney Plus yet.
That's what we're talking
about.
Did you do the year-long thing?
No, I did not. I'm month to month. But
So you thought you'd save money.
But well, I could if I cancelled
it. That's
what
I'm saying. But you haven't, have you, Mason?
But I haven't. That's how they get us, yes.
Yeah. You didn't get me. Got my dumb brother or parents, whoever did it.
Okay.
We all share all the accounts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm telling on you to Disney.
Good. I want them to come here.
Oh, yeah?
I'll punch every one of them. Put them in a line.
Don't
even put them in a line. Get up. We'll do a pile on.
You'll punch the mouse.
Yes, I'll punch the mouse.
Wow.
I'll punch your dad, Bob Iger.
Wow.
I don't even give a shit, mate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will you punch?
Do I have to fight all the actors that are ripped? They're probably so dehydrated, I bet I could.
No, they probably wouldn't make the trip. they're just sending animated characters.
Okay.
Would you punch Goofy?
Dog, I don't know if he would. But he's also a humanoid dog. Yeah. No, which is the...
Pluto is the regular dog.
I wouldn't punch Pluto, but I'd punch Goofy.
Would you punch Minnie Mouse?
No.
Would you punch Huey, Dewey, or Louie?
Yes. I'd line them up and I'd punch
Crackle
them.
Their heads together?
Crackle their heads together, that's right.
Wow.
Not a problem. I'll punch a duck. I don't give a shit.
So you'd punch Launchpad McQuack?
Yeah, he's got a... I don't know if I could actually take out Launchpad McQuack.
He's pretty big, right?
But he's also kind of a goof. I
but is
I
he big for
him.
A duck? Or is he like a man-sized duck? Because if that door opened, like if that door swung open and a man-sized Launchpad McQuack came in, who's as wide as he is tall, I'd be terrified.
Yeah, but he could also be that 1950s kind of fit.
Yeah.
Just a barrel-chested man you know, duck man.
Plus, he's very top-heavy, so I guess if he kicked his legs out,
that's
he'd just
true.
Fall over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, none of these dudes can fly. So, you know.
That's true. Would you punch Scrooge McDuck?
Fuck yes.
That's what
He'd
I
be
think.
The first one I'd punch.
Right? And he's
Straight
got that
up.
Take his stick.
I take his stick.
Wallop people with a stick. We'll come back to this. I'm just going to think
I'd punch Masupalami. I don't care.
I don't know what that is.
It's like he's got a long tail. Oh. I'd punch Darkwing Duck. He'd beat me, though.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got a grappling gun.
Would you punch that weird black and white guy that was the precursor to Mickey Mouse, whatever
yes.
his name, like Walter the Rabbit or
yes,
whatever,
I would.
Whatever he's called?
Yes, I would.
Wow. Wow.
He'd be like, what did I do? And I'm like, you know what you did. You started this.
Would you punch Mickey Mouse? I know I've said that, but would you punch Mickey Mouse in character as Steamboat Willie, and he's controlling that steamboat, and if you punch him, that steamboat is going to go over like a waterfall or something. Everybody's going to die.
On that steamboat?
Yeah.
Oh, cartoons, I don't care.
Wow.
Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever, Mason.
Wow.
Punch Roger Rabbit. Who's he with? I don't even know.
I don't know. I think that's independent.
Yeah. Punch him too.
But he bridged barriers there.
Yeah, but where's he been?
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes back now for a fight?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, this is our new segment. Various Disney characters.
Would James punch? Punch.
Yeah. Mm. They're cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Or are they to real life? They're not costumes, is what I'm saying, obviously. Or they're not like CGI representations of the way that like Scooby-Doo in the movies.
They're Roger Rabbit style. They're actual cartoons.
Yeah, cool. No problem. Easy. Easy down.
Yep.
It was a BBC interview this week, Mason, with Kathleen Kennedy.
Would you punch Lady or the Tramp?
No. Neither.
Interesting.
Neither.
Interesting.
Just in love. Just let them. Leave them alone.
Right.
One's a tramp, one's a lady.
That's true.
Unless.
You'll eat your words when they're garroting you with that piece of spaghetti.
They'd be too busy eating it.
That's
probably
true,
yeah. Why can they do it together?
Yeah, they do it together.
Just slice my head off.
Yes.
That would be my downfall. You're right.
Yeah.
So Kathleen Kennedy said, this is about Indiana Jones 5. We're working away, getting the script where we want it to be, and then we'll be ready to go. Harrison Ford will be involved. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation. What do you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What do you want to see from this, though?
I want Short Round. I want Grown Up Short Round.
Me too.
And he's been doing his own archaeology stuff somewhere else. And he's like, man, I could really use your help, Indiana Jones. And Indiana Jones is like, who are you? And he's like, Short Round, you know, from the early 30s. Do you remember that? Do you remember when we were, remember that? You remember?
It's more mid-30s.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Short Round would have to be, because at least 50. So you could just age him down a little bit.
Mm.
You could get Han, the actor who plays Han.
That's true.
From... you know those movies?
Fast and Furious movies, yes.
That would be a good choice.
Uh-huh.
John Cho, I think, would be a good Short Round.
Henry Golding.
Yes.
I mean, he's busy now because he's going to be Snake Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's not the right size. I don't think Short Round would grow into that man.
Henry Golding.
Yeah.
Is Henry Golding big?
Yeah.
Is he tall?
Seems big.
Okay.
Maybe he isn't. Doesn't matter. People grow at different rates, don't
That's
they?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, they could do it Lord of the Rings style with a weird force perspective.
Oh,
they could build
God.
All sorts of...
Yeah.
They could just have it...
So he's slightly shorter.
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
Just have him stand in a ditch the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they should continue it with Short Round.
Yeah.
I just keep it... If you just nail that casting.
Yeah, because that's in continuity.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, well, we're bringing in a
and
new...
And not going to be like, well, it's the diversity gone mad and
exactly.
whatever.
You're not
gonna, or you will still get that.
Well, absolutely. 100% get that. They'll be like, why can't... We just have a. They make it. The Nazis make a clone of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And it's still Indiana Jones again, but he's sprightly.
Mm. I think we're going to get some young Indiana Jones in this.
Oh, yeah.
I think we did a video on it or we've talked about it, but I think ideally you'd want. You go 70% modern day, 30% in the past with de-aged.
Yes.
I think just to see like young Indiana Jones in his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people also out there are like, oh my. People are going to get mad that he's not going to be. Because they've said he's going to be involved in some capacity,
yeah.
Which means ultimately that he's going to, it's going to be a cameo or a smaller, like a reduced role,
yep.
And then maybe he's going to die. And people are going to be mad.
I don't think he's going
to
die.
Well, maybe not die, but like he's going to be out of the picture and people are going to be super upset, to which I say, Harrison Ford doesn't want to make movies anymore.
Apparently he loves these though. Huh. But also, like, he's coming on 80. So like it gets to a point where it's like the Death Wish movies or the Die Hard movies where it's like, what are we even doing?
Same with
you either kill it or you continue it in a different way.
Like, it's same with Ghostbusters. It either has to change a bit or it has to end.
No! I refuse to allow it to change a bit or end.
All right, good.
Yeah. So, you're right. Change a bit or end. So, anyway, I'm not surprised. It's still happening.
Yeah.
That's the news there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and we know finding the right gift, that can be stressful any time of year.
Not for me. You know why?
Why is that?
Movement Watches.
Exactly. Our friends at Movement Watches already have done the hard work for you because they've curated the best-selling watches, jewelry, eyewear styles into the perfect Valentine's Day gift box set for him and her.
Oh, is this an ad for Movement Watches? I was just saying spontaneously off the top of my head.
My
That's
goodness.
That's what I would do, right?
We've just landed in it.
Oh, this is serendipity.
Isn't it just? Enjoy a stress-free Valentine's Day with Movement's best-selling styles already pre-packaged together in their Slift gift box sets.
They're what kind of gift box?
Sleek. Did I say, what did
you
I
said
say?
Said Slift.
Slift is bad, is it?
No, it's good. It's a Slift box.
Choose between beautiful watch and jewelry combo boxes or upgrade to a deluxe box that features a watch, bracelet, and a pair of glasses all in one, one and done gifting made easy.
I love that combo. I like the watch and the bracelet combo. It's a good combo. You get them with matching medals. Looks real nice.
That's right. You can get them something they'll wear every day with a clean, timeless watch. And for every watch order, you also get a free extra watch strap and a free gift box.
A what?
Already packaged together for you.
I like that. I like you can swap over the bracelets and the bands, etc.
Goodness.
It's real nice.
If you need a little extra help choosing the perfect style for Valentine's Day, find exactly what you need with Movement's 2020 Valentine's Day guide gift. And who says you can't also gift yourself one while you're at it? Valentine's Day isn't just for loser couples when they're loser partners.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's for regular losers.
For regular
like
losers
me,
too.
Who's just going to buy a watch for myself because I like him so much.
That's right.
I'm probably not even going to wait for Valentine's Day. I'm probably just going to buy one because I like him.
Movement Special Duo Boxes also feature best-selling men's watch and best-selling women's watch, so you can both look the part and enjoy your special day. Also, and get this, get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet and enjoy a free extra watch strap and free gift box with every watch order.
That's a bloody bonanza. I'm going
to
do that.
You should, Mason. And if you do want to do it, just remember it's linked below. But you can also go to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet for your most stress-free Valentine's Day gifting yet.
Oh, my goodness.
On with, should we go on with
the show? Let's go. I think we should probably do the show.
My God. It's coming up hot, Mason.
All right.
Birds of Prey and the fabtabulous emancipation of Harlequin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk box office?
Yes.
Not great, Mason.
I've heard.
Yeah. In the
and
US.
My personal observation.
Well, tell us your personal observation.
I went to the movie cinema.
Yeah.
And I purchased a ticket for the movie at the movie cinema.
Online or when you got there?
Online.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit of a discount
like
you get.
I like to choose where I'm
you
sitting.
You get to choose your seats. And it was this was like quite early in the day, and it's the biggest cinema they had, the biggest one. Mm. And there were not a lot of tickets sold, and then I bought it, and I'm like, well, this will fill up because it's Saturday night.
Saturday.
It didn't. There were like Saturday. 10 people in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 9:30.
Yeah,
so maybe the 8 o'clock was
yeah,
was
but generally that's not a good sign. Mm. We'll talk about why this may be, but it's had a $34 million weekend, which is down from the forecasted $55
million. That's a drop.
That's that big time. I mean, those things, like, it's all guessing as
yes,
well.
Exactly.
They don't actually
know. I was thinking about that this week. Where does that number come from? Is it an formula?
Is
it one guy just guessing?
Is there
a guy out there and his name's like Kinda Accurate Joe? And they just like, Kinda Accurate Joe, what do you think? And they're like, somewhere between $750 million and $1.2 billion. That's what this movie's going to make in its total run. And then they're like,
it's something to do with pre-sales. And,
okay, right.
But Dan Merle, who is Screen Junkies, is now Fandom Entertainment. He's done a breakdown of how that kind of works.
Okay.
And basically his conclusion is, it's wildly inaccurate.
Yeah.
So whenever they're like, this did better than expected, it's like, but we didn't know what it was going to do. Otherwise, we would have guessed it.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
If we knew this was going to do as poorly as it did, we wouldn't have made it.
That's right. So internationally, it made $18 million. Cost $80 million. So
plus Hollywood numbers.
So let's say roughly
$160 million.
It seemed to have a pretty big marketing push.
Mm.
But what do you think the story was?
All right, so it's Harley Quinn.
Yep.
We all know her and love her from that movie Suicide Squad.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Yeah. Of course I do, Mason.
Anyway, she's back. Sad times for her because she breaks up with the Joker. Then she's living life as a free and single gal.
Yeah.
But also everyone wants to kill her because
they
can now because she's awful.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, you're not hanging with the Joker anymore.
Yeah.
Let's all kill
and
you.
And we're awful, but you're awful.
Yeah,
so,
that's
so
true. Yeah.
That's essentially it, yes. Well done on thinking what the story was.
Thank you.
But I think...
Hijinks ensue.
There is a thing of like, it got woken, got broken, whatever, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that's probably like a minor percentage of this. I don't want to rule out that crowd. Okay. You're very powerful and very masculine.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think this is a particularly woke film. I don't think the messaging in it is particularly like man. Like, they beat up men.
Well, we
men beat up other men.
Well,
in
I was
going to
say,
we
discussed this earlier in the week. Like, every movie is just men being beaten up because that's thugs in movies are men. And so they get beaten up and they're whatever. So sometimes it's men doing the beating up and sometimes it's the women doing the beating up. This isn't like, you know, this isn't like each punch is a punch against the patriarchy.
Yeah.
It's like each punch is so my character doesn't get killed personally.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And there is that kind of crawling out from under the shadow of the Joker and all that kind of thing, which I guess could be interpreted that way.
Sure.
But also, like, wouldn't you want... I don't think that's... It's not saying anything. The Joker's terrible. Like, that's...
Right, uh-huh.
I mean, it is saying... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I think, though, I think it's been marketed really weirdly and poorly.
Okay.
They should have called this, like, Harley Quinn and fucking adventures or whatever.
Yeah,
because
right.
calling it Birds of Prey,
it's
confusing.
Yes.
Like, and they're not really in it. So... Oh, they are more in the back end, but I think if you frame this as a Harley Quinn movie,
yes,
and the Birds of Prey or whatever,
yeah, right.
I think it would have done better. Also, maybe it's Suicide Squad. People didn't really like that either. So.
Yeah, right. Mm. And I guess, you know, the title is quite, it's whimsical in its own way.
Yeah.
But that maybe you're right. Maybe that's hamstrung it because Harley Quinn is right at the bottom there.
Do people know who the Birds of Prey are? Like outside
I don't think
of
so.
Comics, because
except for huge fans of our video about the TV series Birds of Prey.
Oh, my God.
You know, and that's everybody in the internet.
People are not defending that show. Because I mean, they'll come. They always do.
Yes,
but generally, there's some pushback. But for this, it's like, no.
I think we're going to get people who never saw it, but then they saw Ashley Scott's cameo in the recent Crisis on Infinite Earths, then they're going to go back and watch the back catalogue of Birds of Prey, decide it's their favourite TV show, then come at us.
Great.
To which I say, bring it on.
Yeah.
We've beaten up all the Disney characters. We'll beat you up too.
I've beaten them up. You've watched.
Yeah.
You filmed it on your phone.
Yeah, I did. It's true.
Vertically, though.
It's not worth it. Why did I? Mason. Yeah, I know. I was just too excited. I was excited to see you beat up Daisy Duck, all right?
I wouldn't beat up Daisy Duck.
Well, I was still excited. I'm like, go on.
Do it. So, yeah, I think there's a number of factors. Maybe this isn't as popular a character as
people thought.
They think it is.
Right.
You know, maybe But I think also you could have made it...
But nobody's cosplaying as Deadshot, are they?
Well, that's another thing, isn't it? But I think... If you...
Sorry, everyone who cosplays as Deadshot.
Well done. But I think it's...
But I'm not sorry to people who cosplay as the version of Deadshot where he's like the cowboy guy and he's got the two revolvers and a cowboy hat.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
We don't want that.
It's too old
What
school.
Is it even?
Yeah, right.
What is it even? But I think, yeah, this would have been a good way to introduce the Birds of Prey and then have them have an actual solo movie.
Right.
Well, solo, there's three of them or whatever.
Yeah.
Or four of them. Mm. So, and I think this is just kind of weirdly kind of put out into the world. Yeah.
Okay, right. Because I feel like it's not necessary. Like, was there something missing in the trailers?
They're not, like, I thought they were a better indication of what this movie is.
Yeah.
Than, say, Suicide Squad.
Right.
But maybe, there wasn't, like, huge buzz for it. And looking at the numbers of the stuff that I did on my channel for it, you can kind of get an indication of interest by, and they did okay.
That's how they're determining the success of movies.
YouTube trailer.
Mostly
breakdowns.
Accurate Joe is looked. He's just looking at your YouTube videos.
He should look at other things.
He should look at
mine. The numbers vary wildly.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was goodish.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. And I think it's not that I went in with low expectations because of Suicide Squad. I was just like, I don't know.
I liked it much more than Suicide Squad.
Yeah. It's not like I went, well, Suicide Squad was bad. This has to be slightly better or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like the Suicide Squad was bad and this one will also be bad. Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought this would be better, but maybe I wasn't particularly invested in the versions of the characters that I thought we were going to get.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Like I'm like, I don't know if I like this version of Huntress or Renee Montoya or Black Canary or what have you. But I went in and I did. I liked them all.
Me too.
I thought they were great.
I thought they were all good. Exactly. I thought they were all cast very well. I thought they were convincing in their action sequences, which we'll talk to. What I didn't think was really necessary was the kind of broken narrative, the way they went, hang on, wind it back.
Okay, right.
And then they did like 15 minutes of backstory on whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think it wasn't intriguing enough to be like, you could have just had this go through at a regular
Right. So this
pace.
Was a little bit Deadpool-esque.
Yes.
The first
in
Deadpool.
In more ways than one. Yeah.
Yes, right. So in the first Deadpool, you know, it's a long action sequence on a highway interspersed with the origin of Deadpool kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this was less of that.
Yes.
It was kind of more, a little bit more disjointed. It was kind of like we run it a little bit forwards and then here's 5 minutes ago and then we're back to current time.
Yeah.
And here's last week and here's...
I never thought any of the revelations were like, yeah, you needed to do it this way. Uh-huh. Oh, that's Huntress's backstory? Okay.
Right.
Like, it's... Like
okay.
I liked the characters and I liked what they did with them, but I think it just kind of broke the flow a bit, for me at least.
Okay. I quite liked it.
Well,
I wonder if you'd have watched it completely in order, if it would be less interesting.
I don't know. I think it's one of those ones where I'm like, if this comes up on Netflix at some point,
sure,
I'll put it on.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush to go back and see it, if I'm honest. Yeah, but I thought... There's a little bit kind of nod and wink to the camera, like kind of Deadpool, not to that extent. They were clearly going for that kind of interpretation of the character, which I think worked for the most part. She's really good, Margot Robbie, in this.
Yeah.
And also, like, physically, the stuff that she can do in this, and it's clearly her, a lot of effort has gone into the action sequences in this.
Yes.
That shootout in the cop station.
Yep.
That's probably the best thing DC's done in terms of action.
I saw a tweet before going into this. And somebody said, these are the best action sequences I've ever seen in a comic book movie. And I probably disagree with that.
Yeah.
But they're all really good. And I think it's because Margot Robbie is also producing this.
Yes.
And so she gets more of a say in what the various characters do. And everybody gets a sort of a moment to shine.
Yeah. I felt the sequence at the end where they're all kind of battling together was a little bit stagey because it was kind of one shot.
Yeah.
But it's even then, like, it wasn't like didn't take me out of it, but the everything pretty much prior to that, I was like, "This is," and the way it's well thought out, because you remember with Suicide Squad, and I remember you had the problem with this, and you were right.
I was just about to say what you're going to say.
Yeah, okay. But basically, that none of their skills translated into the things that they did in any meaningful way. Deadshot's big moment, you had a problem with him in that, which was standing on a car.
I was just standing on a car shooting. Yeah. Anybody could have done
like
that.
Like he did one trick shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And exactly. And in, you know, in the Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn is on the team because she has special skills. Mm. Like she is allegedly one of the best of the best. But we never really see that.
No.
She swings a bat, she jumps on somebody's shoulders or whatever.
They're all brawlers.
Right. But in this one, at the very least, we go, okay, I get why they got her on the squad.
Yeah.
Because she can do things that like an ordinary soldier couldn't. You know, there's all sorts of backflips, and she can like fling a baseball bat at somebody and crack them on the head and then catch it on the way back and then hit somebody else with it. Like it's really well put together in that way. And I'm like, oh, I get like why you would put her on a special forces team, and I get why you would be afraid of her if you saw her on the other side of.
So you think it validates their choices in Suicide Squad? Makes it a better movie in your eyes.
Yes, I do.
Because I'm also one of those people that doesn't hate Suicide Squad. I think it's fine.
Right.
Like, I'm not against it.
For me, again, and I probably said this in the podcast, for me it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it's odd. It's got some interesting, weird mythos stuff to add. It's filled with magic and gods and crazy stuff, but it's also otherwise really boring, and I don't understand.
Googly-eyed villains.
I don't understand how they straddled that line so amazingly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's a movie with cursed katanas and weird bog witches, and
but you never see the cursed katana do anything.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
So weird.
It's but this one, I think in this you go, okay, I get.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe. Yeah. Whatever. The toxic waste that turned into a Harley Quinn also gave us some sort of superhuman something.
Changed her voice at the very least.
Maybe made her a little more bendy. I don't know. Better at roller derby. That
seems the case, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, just watching that sequence in the police station, it just felt so exact.
Yeah.
And even the way that she's got that gas canister kind of weapon, whatever it is, and it's shooting. Like
James, it's the classic M79 grenade launcher.
From Terminator?
Terminator 2,
yeah, I was
going
to say, is it the Terminator 2 one?
Yes.
And it shoots like confetti bombs and non-lethal beanbags.
Yeah.
And she's got 7 or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
And she shoots 7 cops. With
yeah,
them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they thought about, right, how are we going to make use of this? How many are we going to give her?
Yeah.
This one does smoke, this one does confetti. And it's just so precise.
Yeah.
It's like John Wick-esque in terms of the level of detail,
and I feel like in that sequence as well, she's not doing it at random. She's like,
no.
Okay, I need smoke for this, and I need glitter for this, and I need a beanbag for this, and she knows where they all are. She's like,
yes,
you know, again, she's the reason she's on the Joker's team is she is a genius on some level, kind of thing.
I'm trying to think if there is a better sequence, a fight sequence in a DC movie. Don't know if there is.
I mean, there's been good action
sequences. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, like there's some stuff in Man of Steel that I quite like.
I think the Wonder Woman trench run is really good but it's not a hand-to-hand fist fight thing, and it's not as much fun, I don't think.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
I disagree with that.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some really solid fight scenes. There's a scene where Black Canary fights some kidnappers in an alley.
Cool. That is good.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
There's a very brief shot of that in one of the trailers where she like kicks a van door into somebody's head.
Yes, that is good.
And their head goes through the window.
Do you know what else might have hurt the box office for this? It's R-rated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But I don't think you take out bits and pieces in this, I don't think you'd really change it that much.
You take out some of the effing and jeffing. I tell you
effing and jeffing. You don't see them hold the face up when they cut faces off in this or whatever they do.
So in this the villain's Black Mask.
Yes.
Roman Sionis, the crime boss, and his
major spoilers.
Second in command is Mr. Zazz in the comics, of you know, psychopathic serial killer. And this he's still a psychopathic killer, but he's kind of like an enforcer, and his thing
is
to cut people's faces off.
He's not quite there in the comic book, like in the comic book way.
Yeah,
he doesn't have as many scars and that. Uh-huh. It's clearly earlier days. But I thought those guys were great.
Mm.
Like a really good pair. I thought Ewan McGregor in particular was really fun and campy and dangerous. And there's the moment where he's doing the tour of his room and there's the shrunken heads and he's like, ew. Like he's just like, that was just in my room. Ew. Like, I thought he was really good.
He's having
good.
A lot of fun. I feel like people are having fun in this movie in a way that maybe they haven't in other.
Sure.
I feel like you can. And maybe I'm 100% wrong.
I think Wonder Woman and Shazam are definitely funner.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm. But I also wonder if the Jared Leto Joker was not as poorly received, and if there hadn't the plans for another, like the Todd Phillips Joker, were not already, the wheels weren't already in motion, that wouldn't, Black Mask wouldn't have just been the Joker again.
Yeah.
Because it would be, as opposed to Harley Quinn breaks up with the Joker and then everybody's trying to kill her, Harley Quinn breaks up with the Joker and then the Joker sends people to kill her.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I feel like even, you know, Matt, because he's less insane in the comic books. He's less flamboyantly insane.
He's more mobster.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they went, okay. And he even dresses kind of the same.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe because they had a Todd Phillips Joker on the way, they went, okay, we can't put the Joker in this again.
Yeah.
So we'll just add a different villain.
Yeah.
Who's mostly the same.
You know, I think it was missing though in terms of villains. I think you could have done a whole lot of minor Batman villains in this.
Yes.
Just chuck in the Penguin and whatever else. I mean, but what universe is this even? Because it's the Ben Affleck Batman world.
Yeah, I wonder what authorization they got to.
And we don't really
free
know
reign to
what the Batman is. Like, is that entirely separate? The new one. The
yeah,
Pattinson
I think, yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah,
which
right.
We don't really know at this point.
Yeah, throw in just some, you know, lame ones like, you know, Kite Man or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that.
You're in the club and it's Oswald Cobblepot in the background and whatever, you know what I mean? I think that's fun. Yeah. Yeah.
But I would have liked to, and again, it's, you know, some of these action sequences, it is Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey versus mostly just thugs.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been fun to have them fight a bunch of lame costumed villains, you know, and their powers are like throwing colored balls and one of them's got a flamethrower, maybe.
Egghead. Yeah, Egghead.
Louis the Lilac.
Yeah. Should we do spoilers?
Yes, let's do spoilers.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that. I think this for me is like Wonder Woman, Shazam. It's in that kind of. I liked it better than Aquaman.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's just a lot, Aquaman.
It really is,
it's
isn't
fucking
it?
Loud.
I tried to rewatch it recently, and I don't think I got all the way through. I may think maybe I skimmed
it's
some
fun
of it.
Bits in it.
Yeah, but there is a lot of movie. Yeah. And I guess this felt way more ground level, obviously, and just, I don't know, just more fun, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I would say best movie ever. I feel like maybe, again, one of the reasons that this isn't doing well is because people are burned out on, at this point, it's 50-50 as whether one of these movies is going to be good or okay or bad.
Yeah, because Shazam didn't do super well.
Yeah.
It did slightly better than this. It did do better than this in the opening weekend, but that was also, that wasn't R-rated as well. So, yeah.
That's probably it. What is it rated here? M, probably.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I don't look.
I don't look either. We're grown men. We're going to see any movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's rated X for extreme porno. I'm still going in because I'm over the
I'm
age.
I'm a creep.
And I'm over 18. I do what I want.
This is where I get my porno into the theater. I'm one of those guys.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Anyway, best movie ever. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. It's not doing as well.
Yeah.
So, but maybe there'll be a groundswell. Maybe second week.
It's entirely possible because it's competition next week or this week is like Sonic and some other stuff, which apparently might not be terrible.
I've heard all right things.
Yeah, but then we get The Invisible Man the week after, and if anything's going to cut into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just drop off regardless, but The Invisible Man, I think, would cut into this a lot when that comes out, if it's not already kind of fallen off the map already.
Yes.
I thought there was some... There were two.
We're doing spoilers now.
Yeah, spoilers. There were two dumb things that I thought, that's dumb. I can't remember what... I'm like, I should write that down.
Is one of them that her friend who owns the Chinese restaurant sells her out and she doesn't do anything?
No, I thought that was fine.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
like, not killing.
It's just
him.
Business.
I think she was just brokenhearted.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. Yeah.
I thought the bit at the end where they...
Yeah, she seemed exhausted. You know, that's what it was. She's like, another thing.
You as well. Yeah, right. When after they go to Amusement Mile and they beat up everybody inside.
I loved Amusement Mile.
Yeah, me too. Ah,
this is what I want from a movie set in Gotham City is the dumb... It's such a big, broken city of ruined, awful architecture.
Yes.
And it's just like...
Something terrible's happened everywhere.
Exactly. It's, you know, like... You know, I think it's in Arkham Knight. There's a sequence. There's some DLC, and it's set in an amusement park, and it's just a nightmare amusement park that some guy.
It was never good.
Some billionaire made it for his daughter who was dying or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just the most horrifying place imaginable. And then he died and she died and everyone involved died in an accident. And they just kept it running for a bit, and then it just fell to pieces.
Yeah.
And now just criminals live in it.
Yeah,
that's what I want out of Gotham City.
Yeah, exactly.
Just these places that nobody goes to, and that's what we got in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, you were saying after Amusement Mile.
Yeah, so then they're just having a chat about how well they did, and they just walk into gunfire. Like, you know, at the very least, Black Mask and Zsasz is out there.
Yeah, right.
Like, at minimum.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, and there was another thing which I cannot remember off the top of my head. And I just feel like there are enough smart people in that group to not do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I also thought some of the characterization of Huntress was weird, how she...
She seems quite socially inept.
What is that?
I don't... It's
growing up being a killer,
extreme,
killer?
I mean, it's extreme trauma at a young age, yeah. I think. But I thought it was that the Huntress seems a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah.
But it feels like it was meant to be like a... Like
Drax?
Yeah, but maybe like the trauma, like maybe she's a little bit on the spectrum or something like that, because she doesn't seem to understand how to operate in like social.
Yeah, but I guess she's just been like her family were murdered.
Yeah,
and then she's just been shooting crossbows.
Exactly.
For
20 years. Yeah. But like sometimes she finds things wildly funny.
Yeah.
And sometimes she's super low key, and sometimes she's full of rage
and doesn't get a fist bump or doesn't understand. Right. I thought that was kind of all over the place. I think she's great. I love Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and I'd like to see a movie with those guys. Those costumes they put them in the end, though, no
atrocious.
Good.
What, is that the that. Point? I don't know.
I hope so. If they do another one of these, which it looks like not looking likely at this point.
I should say I hated all of the Huntress's costumes, I think.
Because it's mostly motorcycle helmet and leather jacket or
whatever. Yeah, and that weird, like, long, pleathery PVC coat.
I liked the bit where she's practicing her kind of kill speech.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I thought
that
was fun. You'd want to nail that, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah.
But just... Towards the end when they all met up, I'm like, what is this character supposed to be?
So I think that's the point, is that she, and maybe they even mention it, that she's so good at killing, but she hasn't learned anything else because she's just lived in a monastery with killers or whatever. Yeah. I did like, there were some little touches I did like at the end where they're all in the diner or whatever and they're like supporting each other in nice ways.
Yeah,
they're like,
exactly,
I love
your
name. That's a great name. I like when you did that. And there's a moment in the fight sequences where one of them is like, do you need a hair tie? I thought that was funny. And that was a lot of fun. I'm like, okay, a woman definitely directed this because a man would never think of that.
Claire's always looking for a hair tie.
That's what I'm talking
almost
about.
Almost constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also, my favorite character was Journey Smollett-Bell, who I've been calling Julie Smollett-Bell for some time.
Sure.
She's Black Canary. I thought that version of the character was great.
I agree.
And great costumes.
Yeah, okay, I don't disagree with that.
All right.
Yeah. Cassandra Cain is a Batgirl at some point.
I guess. She was the Batgirl that doesn't talk.
Yes.
Like, she was the
and they kind of hint. I've done an Easter egg video with Mitch.
Yep.
I think there's that when you first meet her, she's like mute for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. So the ending, it ends on Founders Pier.
Uh-huh.
Which I would have liked to have seen more of those statues and like, who's this, like a Thomas Wayne? Or before that, there's like people before that and whatever. But I'm like, oh, God, this is like a CGI fog situation again.
Right.
We're back here again, aren't we?
Yeah.
But I thought that final showdown and the way he blew up and just like...
There was no...
Just bits and pieces everywhere.
There was no ambiguity as to whether he'd live.
But I'm also kind of disappointed that we haven't got all these Batman rogues.
Yeah.
Because they killed Zaz and him.
Yeah, right.
And I think they're both kind of interesting figureheads in Gotham.
That's what happens. Anytime it's a good character, like I'm set, like with Claw and Killmonger in Black Panther, I'm like, I wish... They hadn't killed though.
Yeah.
That would be nice if they were
But I guess
alive.
That's also adds to it where you're kind of like, I mean, also you can put someone else in the black mask. Like
that's
his father may be still alive.
Right, yeah.
And we just saw Zaz got stabbed.
Maybe he's got a brother who's identical and even more flamboyant.
Same name.
Yep.
Same mask.
Yep.
So I wonder what the future of kind of the underworld of Gotham is going to be off the back of this.
A question that I thought about was, where's Batman during any of this? I feel you need some sort of justification in when there's like a full on gang war and Ace Chemicals have been blown up.
Yes.
And there's a gathering of 100 killers and thugs or whatever. You at least I feel have to address where's the main man in this? Like
absolutely.
You know, whenever there's a Avengers solo movie, it's always like, why wouldn't Iron Man step in or whatever? And you can go, okay, he's busy. You know, Happy Hogan shows up in Spider-Man. It's like, he's busy doing a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know?
You at least have to, I need
acknowledge.
Something.
I mean, he seems to be in the universe because they mentioned Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But there's no hint at really Batman at all.
There is one mention of Batman.
At the very end.
Yes.
After the credits. Did you stay?
No, they mention him in the movie.
Do they?
Yes,
I don't remember.
They do.
I might have gone to the toilet.
Okay. You definitely went to the toilet. But I remember thinking there is one mention of Batman in it. I can't remember where it is. I think it might be in the when they're all holed up in the amusement mile.
Yeah, okay.
In the thing.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But, yeah.
Mm. I've just got here as well. There was some alternate ending stuff.
Oh.
Apparently, one of the things they were trying to recover was actually...
Oh, I know this.
It's a dick pic.
It's one of Black Mask's dick pics. Or like a whole bunch that were engraved.
Yes.
Or like on a on the diamond or in on a memory stick or something like that.
And I guess they took that out for because it didn't play very well and people were like, in the testing, they're like, we don't like this. I think it's also more interesting than a diamond, though, to be honest.
But also, it doesn't feel like that version of the character would care if anybody had seen his dick or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And I think also, originally, he was supposed to end... It was supposed to end with him, like, he's the mask is, like, fused to him.
Right, yeah.
Because which is... We've talked about this. Like, some versions of the comics, he can't take it off for various reasons.
Yeah.
But, like most movies, they get tweaked, like... A lot.
Yeah, right.
It just seems like we know more about it now than what we used to.
That's true,
because people just talk about the test screenings now.
Yes.
Yeah, so look, I don't know if I'd see like another Harley Quinn movie, but I'd probably, I mean, I would.
Yes.
But I'd definitely take like a Birds of Prey something off the back of this with Harley Quinn in it.
Right.
Because I think Harley Quinn, and Margot Robbie mentions this in an interview, she's more interesting when she's also bouncing off other people.
Right.
Because a solo movie, I think for anybody... It largely depends on who they're with.
It does, true. You know? And are you going to introduce another straight man who's just hanging out with Harley Quinn for some reason? Yeah. Being like, why are you so crazy, Harley?
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I'd definitely see another Birds of Prey movie with Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Or even I'd see there's another Suicide Squad movie coming, obviously. But I'd see another. I'd see.
And she's in that, I believe.
She, okay, right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Also, it was nice. I don't know if this is her doing, but she is a producer on it.
Yeah.
The cover of Black Betty by Australia's own Spider Bait.
Oh, it did make an appearance. That must have been her, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah. I thought there were some good music choices in this. Uh-huh. I feel like in like a more girl-centric kind of movie,
yes,
for lack of a better word, uh-huh, made by someone dumber, right, you'd have worse songs in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd have... I was going to say 9 to 5. That's a great song. you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
You'd have the greatest songs ever written. I understand. That's what you'd have, yeah.
I got a couple of tweets here. Just a couple, which I think indicates how many people this show saw it.
Uh-huh.
At least two. Mike says, was surprisingly a blast. Had a lot of fun with it. Might be the best DC film. Best movie ever. And Andrew says, I got a lot out of Birds of Prey. Good film, great characters, but my biggest takeaway is how well choreographed all the fight scenes were. You felt the brutality and each character had a distinct style. Thoughts. We've given you our thoughts already, Andrew.
Exactly.
We agree with you.
But we got some emails about it. Everyone that I've seen is quite positive. So Austin has said, I think it was weird enough to be fun and enjoyable. And I can say for certain, BOP is chaotic and violent in the best way. The storytelling was a bit crazy, and boy am I annoyed that yet again the villain dies, but hey, the mask sure did look good.
It did look good. It's a good looking mask.
Rodrigo has said Birds of Yay or Birds of Nay. Just got out of Birds of Prey and had a lot of fun with it. Thought it was funny and the action was really well choreographed and I really enjoyed watching Ewan McGregor being a complete psychopath.
Yes.
Overall, I give it a Birds of Yay.
I also give it a Birds of Yay. It's a good rating system. We should do that for every week, for every movie.
Exactly.
There you go. Should we move on to the next segment of the show?
Yes.
I'm excited for it. It's my favorite segment.
Oh, one more before we. This is from Nick. He says, just saw Birds of Prey and thought it was a serviceable movie. Fun at times with Deadpool-esque vibes, mainly timeline jumping, wisecracking jokes, and depression. Love the police station scene.
Mm.
Definitely felt like the Joker should have been in this, as he's mentioned every 5 minutes.
Yeah, but also...
Yeah.
I don't want him in it.
Not me neither.
All right, you know what it's time for?
What we reading?
What are we going to read?
Very good.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today, Mason?
Well, you've been watching Lock and Key. I haven't gotten to it yet. What do you think about it? Because you love the comic book.
I did. The comic's better. I'll start with that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But the comic is like, there's some unfilmable shit in that. Like,
because it's too
insane.
Elaborate? When you say unfilmable, do you mean just unfilmable on a television budget?
Yes. Or like, you'd have to do it over $800 million movies at minimum.
Right, yeah.
So I think it does a pretty good job. I think when it... sticks to the weird house key stuff.
Okay.
It's much better than like, what's happening at school?
So break it down again very quickly.
Okay, so basically there's a tragedy in a family, so they're first forced to move back to the childhood home of their father.
Yeah.
And also within this house there are many keys hidden within and they all have magical abilities.
Right.
Some terrifying, some whimsical,
ooh,
but there's danger afoot.
I'll take those whimsical keys, thank you.
Yeah.
Ice cream key, not bad. Key.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ice cream in this show, actually. I think... yeah, I like it. I don't love it. I would say that's probably. But also, I'm like 4 in. So, but it seems to be getting okay-ish reviews. Doesn't it? I have no idea. Actually,
I've heard
pretty positive things.
I've also heard mixed things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing in the world. But what is?
That's true. You know what is not my favorite thing in the world necessarily, but I think it's growing on me. Have you seen Medical Police on
Netflix? Not yet.
Okay. Did you ever watch Children's Hospital?
Bits and pieces. That's same thing, right?
Maybe the dumbest show in the world.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, but that's such a funny show. I don't think it's on Netflix as well, but it's just insane antics in a hospital and there's no continuity. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's actually a hospital in Brazil, but everybody in it's American. But they did one scene. This is in Children's Hospital. They flew the whole cast over to Brazil for like a couple of scenes so they could go outside and be in Brazil. It's that kind of anyway, yeah. It's a lot. But anyway, the premise of this is a couple of the doctors from Children's Hospital are now also in the medical police.
Oh, it's a spin-off, is it?
It's a spin-off, but they're cops and also doctors.
Yeah.
And they've got to contain an outbreak, so it's very topical. Right now.
Is it so there is more continuity in this, would you say, than the other?
There is more continuity in this,
but it's not great?
I think it's growing on me. There's some good standard. Jason Schwartzman has a little appearance in it as he's called the Condor or something like that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty good. I like it.
What is that guy's deal?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is he, because I feel like he's not rich enough to do whatever.
Maybe he is, though.
Maybe he is.
I think maybe he's made some good choice. Like maybe
he's not a radical party boy, it seems.
I feel if I made one movie in Hollywood, I'd be like, this will see me out.
This is
I think we just see it through a lens of like these people who are making $50 million movies every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting paid $50 million, you know. But I feel like if you do a half a dozen movies in Hollywood,
and
you don't have a massive cocaine problem or like multiple ex-wives, I feel like you could just quit.
He's in New Fargo.
Oh, yeah, he is too. That's right.
He's in like Between Two Ferns, the movies. Yep. In Neo Yokio, mm-hmm. Wet Hot American Summer. Like there's stuff in here that's like, I know it, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not huge.
Well, I guess he's.
Is it like Grand Budapest Hotel? Like
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up Jason Schwartzman net worth and then we'll know where
he's at. Okay, right.
I bet it's like $4 million.
I bet it's $20 million.
It is. You're dead on.
Here's the thing, though.
Do you think it's always $20
million? I think it's always $20 million. I looked somebody up the other... you know what? I looked up...
Let's look up anybody.
No, because I did... We should look up anybody, but I was going to say, because I looked up... Because when I did... I went on Duke on the podcast, and I talked about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And so I looked up the net worths of Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, the creators of those characters.
Yes.
And I think it said $20 million
for each. They must be close to billionaires,
I think that's way off.
Yeah.
I think it's because they don't disclose how much they made, but like they sold all that to Nickelodeon. Like I think they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. I think that's just...
At minimum.
I think if this net worth thing doesn't know, it just guesses $20 million, you should put in Mr. Sunday Movies net worth.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Oh, my God. And then I'll know.
$20 million, I hope it's $20
million. Oh, my God.
Fingers crossed. My net worth is $900,000.
Really?
I mean, I guess if you...
How does it
know? I mean, but I'm thinking, though, like, I have a house, but I don't own it. Yeah, so, no, it's not at all.
Right.
Like, I'm not renting it. I'm paying it off.
Yeah, right.
Who calculated this?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's out there?
Maybe it's mainly Accurate Joe.
I'm mostly in debt from how... I'm negative money, actually.
Is the number in red?
Look at the picture they chose. Somebody updated this on the 1st of January.
Wow.
Somebody's doing
there you go.
The work of the Lord.
Wow.
He mainly does reviews of trailers and was on repeat
good
on other
for
things.
Him.
How much money does he earn? That's a good question.
Would there be a way to figure it out based on like your YouTube views?
Sort of, but it's wild. Like it's so up and down. And I don't just mean like the views, I mean like what you get paid. January is like you fall off, the money falls off a cliff in January.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm. Very interesting.
That's
I'm excited about all my net worth. But it just gives like the explanation of how much money you make on, but also not everything is monetized and like I pay multiple editors and colleagues and you and Claire gets money also for some reason. There's various other things going
just
on.
Just imagine you on the couch, married with children style. Just doling out the cash, you know? And then the dog takes some money. What's a dog going to do with money? But I think the bigger question, rather than your net worth is, would you find...
I got excited for a bit. I'm like, I'm not nearly a millionaire.
They present you with a check.
And then I thought about it for a second.
Yeah. The bigger question is, would you fight the carpet from Aladdin?
Fuck yeah, man. I bit the shit out of that carpet.
What if it's like
no,
a...
it'd kill me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a Doctor Strange... cape kind of situation.
Nah, I couldn't. No, I'd try and befriend the carpet and use it in the battle.
Yes.
I'd get Aladdin's sword and the carpet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't fight the carpet.
Would you fight the great mouse detective?
How big is it? Just regular size mouse?
Regular size
or
mouse.
Or is it man sized? No, it's a mouse size.
It's a mouse size, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'll squash that
okay,
mouse.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Would you fight Maid Marian, but she's the fox, and you're in love with her?
How could you fight something that you love, Mason?
That's
but then again, maybe my like bigotry for that kind of thing would come through, and
yeah,
I would.
Yeah, maybe that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Just to clarify, it's you who's in love with the
it's
fox
not,
from Robin Hood, not me.
The fan art would suggest otherwise.
I didn't realize also when I chose my avatar, mm-hmm. it looks like a furry avatar.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something I'm against.
Because you don't want to reveal that.
No,
so you're a furry.
I probably would. I'm not against it. It's just not really my thing.
Which of the seven dwarves would you fight?
The dumb one first.
Dopey. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah.
No, yeah. I reckon he'd have crazy strength, maybe.
No.
You know what I mean? Because he doesn't know his limits.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd want to give you a hug and he'd crush
angry's
you.
All bluster.
Yep.
He'd go to water, mate. So do you want to talk about Picard?
Oh, yeah, and Picard Talk, our famous segment, Picard
Talk.
Well,
someone wrote in, Andrew wrote in.
I don't think I'm up to date, though.
Oh, well, then we won't
talk.
Worry about it.
It's been three I haven't listened
to. He said it should be called Jean-Luc Who's Talking.
I disagree.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but also it's not how, pretty good is not how we operate, you know? This is a $900,000 operation, you know?
No, so, it is.
No, well, let's get back. Let's make this a once every 2 weeks situation.
I'm honestly not fussed. I don't have to come back to this every week.
It doesn't compel you?
I do it at the end.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so right. I like this last episode better than the one before.
Okay.
But it's still not like, it's all right.
It's you know what's the most interesting thing about this movie, this show to me? First of all, Picard's incredible sweaters. Oh, primo.
My goodness.
Primo sweaters.
My goodness.
Great weaves. You wouldn't expect it.
I would expect it.
Well, from Picard you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but imagine getting those today. Those are some future weaves, you know.
What'd you do with them?
Sometimes they're diagonal.
Yeah.
Those are all...
Did you get one?
Yes.
What'd you do the head for? Is he wearing a hood? You went up, you like waved over your body and then you waved around
your
head.
Yeah, maybe I was squeaking my head, my bald Picard head. But also, I feel like the guy there, so the Romulan guy they're setting up to be a villain.
Yes.
He wouldn't be considered handsome like
5 years... As a Romulan or as a...
No, I mean 5 years ago in Hollywood. They wouldn't be like, get a load of this handsome dude.
I think if you shaved a lot of that off...
Yeah,
he's probably
right.
Very handsome under there.
Oh, I was going to say he'd be less handsome if you shaved it all off. I think it's the stubble that makes it.
He's like Spock handsome, the way that Spock's handsome.
I think the stubble and the shaggy hair makes it.
Mm.
Anyway, it's not important. We'll
he's
talk about
it. He's on TV, so he's probably handsome.
He's probably devastatingly handsome. That's how this works.
Because you're just comparing him to everybody
That's
else around
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's skewed the results.
Yeah.
It's Schwartzman syndrome.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Ugly man is what you're saying.
No.
Real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's do letters, Mason.
Let's do letters.
I love letters.
Wait, no. Different thing.
You weren't playing a porno, were you, Mason?
No, I saved that for the theatres.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you want to send a letter to the show or a tweet,
yes.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com is where you can hit us up.
If you'd like to ask James which Disney characters he would fight.
Or
yes,
I'm in love with.
Oh, good. Yeah, good point. Or both.
Or both.
Could be both.
Also, hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter.
Mm.
You can also ask me during the week about a Disney character.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tweet a picture along with it just to be sure. Ask me whether I'd fight him.
Oswald the Rabbit, that's his name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has he got a gun?
Tough to say. He's probably got like a shiv or something. He's probably got like
one of those guys.
He's probably got like a screwdriver.
He's like one of those Peaky Blinders kind of.
Yeah. He's got a razor in his hat. Yeah.
Yeah. Just ask. You don't have to ask me whether or not I'd win because I don't think I would. I think I'd probably get maybe half a character in before I got mobbed.
Mushu?
Which one's that?
The little dragon.
I don't like that dragon.
So you would fight.
Magic.
Him. Yeah. But what can he do? I reckon you
could
strangle
some
him.
Magic. I reckon he'd strangle me.
Yeah, right.
And he'd have so much sass.
That's true.
And I'd be like, you sound like the donkey from Shrek, I'd say.
Yeah, got him.
That'd throw him. This is from Charlie, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. I have a very short answer for this. Do you like Stargate SG-1? I love you too. I didn't say I love you, just so to clarify. So
would you though?
That away. What? No.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know him.
Wow.
There's only three things I love in my life.
Yes.
My wife,
mm-hmm.
my dog,
yes.
and this drink bottle. Good one, isn't it? I even lost the lid and I still love it.
Look, I trust your judgment in one third of cases. That's a great drink bottle.
Also, my son and unborn child.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening in the future and you're like, he was a bad dad. I was. I tried my best, all right? I'm
Did
sorry.
Did you?
I'm giving you
look
it a
at
go.
You're at the park and you look over at like the pram and it's just got a water bottle in it. You're like, oh, no!
And your baby's in the sink at home, just with tap water coming down on it.
I was going to say a watermelon.
Hey, that's fine.
So do you like Stargate SG-1? I've seen bits and pieces, and I do.
Yeah, I can see.
But I've never
watched the whole thing.
We didn't really get it here in like a block, I feel. We got it kind of on and off, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Look, I liked it. I like Richard Dean Anderson in most things, and I enjoyed... He was very much a Han Solo character in that. Like, I don't know if the show itself consistently holds up, and he wasn't in it for the whole thing, I don't think.
No.
But
I remember watching a lot of it in the 90s when it was on TV. Yeah, right. Yeah, but in what order, I don't know.
I think it's fun. He's got this exasperated world weary kind of vibe of like, ugh, Stargates again.
It's better than the movie, probably.
Yeah.
Stargates again.
And there are a couple of like very heavily self-referential episodes. There is one where... Like they
meet James Spader.
It's a bit supernatural esque in that they go through every plot line. Every plot line is covered at a certain point.
Right, so
at a certain point they're just making fun of themselves. So at one point they run into like a version of Stargate that is being made on television.
Oh, of course, they have to interact with those guys
kind of thing. You know?
That's fun, Mason.
It is pretty fun. I like that show.
Yeah.
Not so much Stargate Atlantis. That was more straight faced, I feel.
Wasn't it?
First appearance of Jason Momoa,
And he was also in one of the Baywatchers.
Oh, Baywatch Hawaii, maybe?
Maybe.
Is there a Baywatch Hawaii?
There is. There's one of those.
Okay, right.
Or Baywatch Nights. Or that was a different thing. Was there a Baywatch Nights?
Yeah, it was like a detective show. David Hasselhoff was he would lifeguard during the day and then detective at night, to which I say, when are you sleeping, David Hasselhoff?
Cocaine.
And you've got a music career in Germany.
Cocaine.
Okay, cocaine. I get it. Yeah.
He's busting those cocaine mobs. The cocaine.
That's what he's up to. Gets that cocaine,
You got a letter there?
Yes. This one is from Bruce Wayne.
What?
I know, right?
Is it you? Is that what it says? Like that email from...
That's right, exactly.
Batman v Superman.
Oh my God, James, we're both Wonder Woman. It's about Rick Jones.
Oh yeah.
We talked about Rick Jones last week. I think that Owen Wilson, might be Rick Jones in the upcoming Loki TV series.
And I said that he's added Doctor Who guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Bruce, still says Bruce, has sent some more information. Yeah, he's just pointed out that Rick Jones, Hulk, and Loki have like a link together, like in one of the very earliest stories.
Was that the Avengers come together?
The Avengers were founded because Loki put some illusory dynamite on some train tracks, and then the Hulk smashed through it, and the rest of the superheroes are like, we're going to stop the Hulk, and then they all got him. So it's like...
My son has that picture storybook. Someone gave him a set of origins, and that's one of them. It's not dynamite, though. It's just an illusion that the bridge is broken.
Oh, okay, right, well.
I don't really read it properly because it's a badly written story.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, this version is at least... Yeah, okay.
So I reckon maybe...
Maybe.
All I'm saying is there's definitely going to be some dynamite on some tracks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
This is from Bob Schwarmer says, do you find comics too involved? I sometimes just want to read Batman without feeling confused because the comic is like, do you remember when Darkseid ordered a sandwich 3 years ago? Hot take, I guess. Also, congrats on Baby Sunday, the sequel, a.k.a. Baby Sunday 2. More babying.
Oh.
Thank you. I read a lot of comics, but I still find it like... confusing or intimidating where to jump in on certain things.
Unlike our podcast, where you can jump in at any time.
Any
listeners, jump on. Yeah. Recommend it to your friends.
Old listeners, jump on. You've had enough.
That's right. Get out of here. That's right.
Make some space.
You're filled to the brim with continuity. I'm sick of it. I don't know. I feel like most of the time now when somebody recommends a comic book...
It's a run,
and it's often like the reason that run is getting a lot of attention is because they've reset the...
Okay,
some of the continuity, like Immortal Hulk, which we both got onto last year or the year before,
Back into that,
It starts off with a change in the status quo, and that is all sort of illustrated in the first issue or the first couple of pages, and then you go, okay, I get on board with this. Like, I know the Hulk, and I know why he's different now, and et cetera.
Okay.
And also, like a lot of, I guess, mostly now, I probably read newer things like Black Hammer or whatever, where it's like...
so you read them as they come out.
As they come out,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're saying no, you're not afraid of anything.
I'll never be afraid of anything. I'll punch any Disney character. And by that, I mean I'll watch you punch any Disney character.
Can't wait. It's going to be really good.
Yes. Speaking of, Drake Gillespie, have we spoken about this one before? He's come across a limited 6-issue series from Boom Studios called Once and Future by Kieran Gillen. It's a kind of a... modern day King Arthur kind of situation.
No, I have not. I'm not familiar with that.
I believe
you might have talked about it.
Maybe I have. It's something I should get to. I believe it's like a guy who you know, might be the future king of England, and it's also he teams up with his grandma, I think.
Okay.
I'm
opening up the bloody Kieran Gillen.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Filmography. But I did Wicked and Divine, yeah.
That's right.
He's doing Die at the moment. That's right. That's why I know him.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good comic.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Once in Future King. The Once in Future King?
Just called Once in Future.
Once in Future.
Mm.
I like the name. Okay, cool. I'll put that on my list.
I'll also put it on my list. I think I've seen the covers a number of times, and I'm like, that's interesting. Yeah. Am I sick of King Arthur type stuff? Mm. Maybe, but I'll give it a try because I like Kieran Gillen.
Exactly.
Wicked and Divine's good series.
Mm.
Have you read that?
No.
You should get to it. But I've
bought like maybe the first volume. Okay, right. I'm going to get to that. Uh-huh. This is from every Marvel movie ever, which actually it seems like a podcast. Marvel Movie Pod is the handle, Twitter handle. What would happen if Truman from The Truman Show turned out to be a serial killer? Would they keep the show on the air? Who would volunteer to play a role in it? Thanks, mates. I think they do, like, good television is like good television for those people. They clearly don't care who they're really affecting. What I think how can he murder people? Like, who are they sending in there to get murdered?
Oh, crims? I said criminals, okay. Do they have that kind of power? It's quite ambiguous as to
what's on the outside world.
Yeah.
Also, don't like what year is it? It's modern day.
Right.
But what year is it?
He's wearing a very Ed Harris is wearing a very 90s beret.
That's true, and they're in that 90s kind of studio, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. But maybe it's a parallel universe where all technology and fashion sort of peaked in the 90s, so they haven't changed it. You know what I mean?
I love the 90s.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think they'd probably funnel that into whatever kind of show he turned out
to
be.
Make it kind of a Running Man kind of situation where they send in convicted murderers or whatever and he murders them. But here's the thing, though.
Wouldn't they tell him? Because they're going in to be murdered. They'd just be like, you're in a TV show. This isn't real.
Oh, see, I don't know. I feel like it's a long time since I've seen The Truman Show.
It's a good movie.
But I think they would, if he started turning into a serial killer, I think they'd pack it in.
Yeah.
I don't think they
You're
have.
Probably right.
Yeah, I don't think. Also, it was a simpler time.
Yes.
I feel like if they made The Truman Show now and it turned out he was a murderer, they would maybe try and keep it going. But I feel it was a gentler, simpler time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could narratively chat. Like, if they were like, let's make a plot device, let's like make a horror reboot where he is a serial killer. I think they could do it kind of Westworld where it's like, he's this guy, and he's running amok.
Yeah.
So they have to get everybody out of that universe, out of that
world.
That's
really interesting. Truman Show as a serial killer.
Yeah.
Maybe he also knows that he's in a TV show.
Well, that's the thing.
And then he just flips one day, and he's known for like years.
Exactly.
He's been planning it.
And it's not like, you know, at the end of the regular Truman Show, he's like, and good morning, good afternoon, good night, or whatever, and he has a fun time or whatever. Yeah. He realizes that instead of coming to terms with that, he just snaps. I think that would be that would be great.
Cool.
And you think he'd be planning it for?
Yeah. I think that. I mean, you could do it either way.
Yeah, that's
well, not
true.
At all.
Yeah.
That's the thing about movies.
Yeah. He'd go on a rampage. He could do it First Blood style.
Oh my god.
He goes into the jungle. By jungle, I mean like the local parks or whatever that are inside his little town.
But they can see him because of the cameras he's wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Good stuff. Anything else, or is that the show?
I think that's the whole show. Oh, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show.
Nice. Yeah.
The whole show, and nothing but the show.
Mm.
That's not. You could listen to other things.
No.
The
Unless you're one of those old listeners, in which case.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
we're done with you. We're done with you.
I wonder if we'll see a decline in numbers because of Seda. Please stay.
Well, sometimes you say, hey, can you like this? Whenever I watch a YouTube
it
video,
makes
somebody's
an insane
like,
difference.
Can you like this video? I'm like, I should like the video. And I click a like on the video.
It's
so if you're like, stop
difference.
Listening, I'll be like, maybe I should stop listening.
And I know some people are like, every now and then you're like, whenever I hear, I get a like, I put a dislike. Does the same thing, actually. It does the exact same thing. It doesn't matter.
It's just engagement, right?
The worst thing you can do is, like, switch something off. But now I've revealed that. But are those people listening to this? Unlikely.
They've already switched off.
Yeah.
The loyal listeners are sticking around.
Oh, my God.
And the ones who are planning something big.
Like what?
The Truman Show-style serial killers.
Mm.
They're like, we should figure out exactly what will work and not work.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Even if you are a deranged Truman Show-style serial killer.
Yeah.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for liking the show and the videos. Thank you for leaving a nice review. James, do you have a nice review?
I said, you know, I've got a nice review.
Thank you.
This nice review is from your butt. It says,
5 stars?
No.
What?
No, this is from Merlotox. Quite simply, my favorite podcast. 5 stars. I've been listening to a podcast, the podcast for several years, and this is the only one that I've kept up with the whole time. James and Meso, I was going to say it hasn't been several years, but it has. It's actually been about 7 years. Yeah. James and Meso have been, like,
it takes several years to earn $900,000, James.
You know it is. Yeah. James and Meso have become like good friends who I've never met, and I really look forward to hearing them every Monday morning. I'd recommend this show to anyone who likes comic book movies and TV shows and likes to laugh. Great work, guys. So you can do a lovely, thought-provoking review like that.
Or you can fart from your butt.
You can fart from your butt. But you can also do this. This is from Wade Gregson, who says, good. It says, yum, yum, for my tum, brackets, it's podcast time, all caps, world's best podcast. You can just do any of that in-app.
Just
really
nonsense.
Helps the show.
Any kind of engagement, even if it's total nonsense.
We don't give a shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
This next week, we're going to shout out the review that, with the most total nonsense in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it brief.
Yep, that's right.
I don't want all this full-page crap.
It better be nonsensical and it better be 5 stars.
And funny or just whatever.
Well, we'll judge them on funny.
Yeah.
You'll know if you're the winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because we'll tell you.
That's right, exactly. Anyway, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, aside from doing that, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. We still have the USB cassette tapes for sale.
Yes, we do.
And I finally got a hold of a couple.
Me too.
Yeah, they're looking real nice in real life.
They look too good.
They look exactly right.
Something's going on there.
We should raise the prices.
I'm going to look
We're going to raise
it.
The price this week.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much.
Now they're just right.
That's right.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting website, planetbroadcasting.com. So I look at all the shows on the Planet Broadcasting
Look
network.
At them all.
You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And also Nick Maso, NickMaseau on Instagram. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Fantastico.
We've got a caravan of garbage this week on the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Manja.
And
Manja,
let me tell you.
Not a good movie.
Not,
it's
good.
Bad.
It's
bad. Bad.
I didn't like
it's
it.
It's a bad movie. If you'd like to...
Everyone who made that should be in jail.
So
or
too.
Dead. That's what I'm saying.
R.I.P. Bob Hoskins, R.I.P. Yeah. good man.
Yeah.
If you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Helps big time.
We want to get James to $900,000 and $1.
Oh, my God.
Additional dollar. That would really help.
And that'll trickle down to the listeners.
That's right.
That's how it works.
That's how podcast trickle down economics works. You can also...
Help me support you.
That's right. You can also... everybody gets a job. You can also click on the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through. Buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Buy your shopping on Amazon through our link.
Yeah.
Do that. Why don't you?
Why don't you?
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. Have some great convos. Share some memes.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a grand old time.
And if you love the Oscars, guess what? We're coming back tomorrow for a special Oscar episode. Just kidding. Who gives a shit? I'm sorry, that's probably mean. Some people probably would have liked that.
We'll talk about it next week, though.
We'll do it briefly. Yeah, we're exactly. Can you believe that one?
Did you see Adam Sandler's speech? He won an Independent Spirit Award.
Oh, did he? I didn't see the speech.
He did it in a funny voice.
Oh, good.
It's kind of fun. I like
great.
It. I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I like beloved actor and writer Adam Sandler, comedian.
I think
I like
you have
him.
To say
that's
that
a controversial
though. No, you
take.
Have to say that because he makes terrible things sometimes.
Sometimes he makes terrible things, that's true.
Yeah, so yeah. I like him too. Yeah. But we do have an Oscar video coming up though on some Oscar stuff, which is very early in the week.
Nice.
Probably went around the Oscars.
We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Mm. Just search for The Weekly Planet. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. This is way easier when you're in the room and not in the toilet.
I listen to it. Yeah, I cut out so much dead air, Mason.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Wasn't that much, actually, yeah. Well, it's hard when you're not bouncing off someone.
It's true.
People know when I'm recording a video, when I'm with you or not.
Yeah.
From the tone of my voice.
I can only do it with your disdainful look.
Mm.
Looking at me being like, you've said that wrong.
Yeah, you've done it wrong.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Bad what you've done.
That's everything?
I think that's the whole show, yeah.
Cool. Next week, we might do Sonic, but...
Is that
know.
A whole episode?
We might
I don't
do
know.
Video game mascots or something.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to do that?
I know
we're not a video game podcast, but...
We could just play Super Smash Brothers and port the audio over.
So bad at that game.
I know.
Don't even understand it.
Right?
I played it recently and I'm like, don't even understand these colors.
My old man eyes.
There's like a... I've never been able to get it, but there is like a rhythm to it that I've never been able to lock into on it.
Yeah.
I'll do a Mario Kart. I'll crush you in a Mario Kart, Mason. But not my brother, who's good at Mario Kart.
He's good at Mario Kart.
You don't like.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm aware. I remember.
All right.
Maybe that's the secret. Maybe that's why I don't like him.
Oh.
Because everyone should speculate.
You hate Mario Kart.
Yeah, I don't like
64.
Mario. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's my favorite one. All right. That's the show.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.